Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Greg Parrish.
Hey, Greg, where are you calling from?
Gakona, Alaska.
Gakona, Alaska. That sounds like the punchline to a joke. Well, Gakona, Alaska. Where is Gakona, which I've never heard of?
It's in the interior Alaska in the Copper River Valley, about 4 hours east of Anchorage.
And what do you do out there in the remote interior of Alaska?
My wife and I do scenic rafting and fishing trips for the legendary salmon that run here.
Are you there all year? Because it can get kind of wintry.
No, sir. We run the business up here about 6 months of the year and live in North Carolina 6 months of the year at the moment.
Perfect life. Wow.
We're all dying of envy here.
I know. Plus, he's got a lot of omega-3 in that body.
Yeah. Well, Greg, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Greg's topic?
I want a do-over.
Not everything goes great on the first try. For instance, did you know that Robert Frost's famous poem, The Road Not Taken, was originally called That Time I Got Lost? This week, we heard about something else getting a second chance. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real story. You'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, then let's hear your first story of a second chance from Bobcat Goldthwait.
When Jeffrey Stryker died, he had one simple request. He wanted to be buried dressed as Batman. In fact, it was a stipulation in his will. So you can understand why his family was so shocked when they arrived at Stryker's wake and saw that he had been dressed in the wrong year Batman. Stryker was a big fan of the 1960s television show starring Adam West, and the funeral director, Charles Hunter, had him dressed as Dark Knight starring Christian Bale. Stryker's mother, Florence, said, "It's hard enough losing Jeff, and now this." He hated the new Batman. It's been a bad week. Funeral director Hunter said, I'm 32 years old. I've never even seen the television version. But before you could say, holy embalmment, Hunter apologized and asked if he could make it up to his family. He asked if he could add one more day to the viewing free of charge, and then Stryker would be dressed as the correct version of the wing-caped crime fighter before being lowered into God's Batcave. The family agreed, and Stryker's wishes were granted. Stryker's son Chad said, "There are two silver linings to this story. Sure, it was stressful, but the extra day made it so that some of the family members who were at Comic-Con and had missed the first wake still got to see Dad off. And two, at least he wasn't dressed as the Clooney Batman."
A man who wanted to be buried dressed as Batman got a second chance at being dead when the funeral director made it up to him. Your next story of someone getting a chance to redeem themselves comes from Helen Hong.
The Star Spangled Banner is famous for being spectacularly botched in public. Luminaries from Christina Aguilera to Roseanne Barr have delivered famously flubbed versions of our national anthem. But not everyone lets a tangle with the patriotic tune keep them down. At a Little League game in Sanders Creek, Ohio, City Councilman Jeff McCrory mumbled out a mangled rendition of the song, which included reimagined lines such as, "All the bad parts we watched," and "Twilight's last feeding." "I'd say he only got about 12% of the words right," reported one spectator. "Through the periest flight. What does that even mean?" Councilman McRory was mortified, and after repeated requests to redeem himself and repeated rejections, he decided to take matters into his own hands. At a playoff game on Sunday, just as the anthem was about to be sung by a local church choir member, loud feedback could be heard near third base. It was the councilman, who was wearing a headset microphone and lifting a boombox over his head, a la John Cusack in Say Anything, while belting out the national anthem. He had clearly studied up and nailed every single word, with some of it even in tune. All appeared forgiven until the end, when McCrory went for a grand finale. While crooning, "And the home of the brave," he launched a bottle rocket that unfortunately careened into the American flag, which promptly caught on fire and fell into the stands. No one was injured, but the game had to be canceled. Officials expect the next Little League game in Sanders Creek to be over capacity, as everyone wants to know how McCrory will screw it up next.
A guy screws up the Star-Spangled Banner at a Little League game, comes back, and screws it up in a completely different way. Your last story of a second chance comes from Faith Saley.
Question. What's 400 pounds, completely terrifying, and has one bronze ball? Answer. A statue of Lucille Ball in Celeron, New York, that's being replaced this weekend by a prettier, less demonic-looking Lucy. In 2009, the original statue was installed in the comedian's hometown. It doesn't say, I love Lucy, so much as it says, I fear Lucy. 100% of everyone agreed that its face, with a grimacing rictus, makes the television icon look like the serial killer doll Chucky. Even its creator, Dave Poulin, called it, quote, by far my most unsettling sculpture. So in honor of the star's 105th birthday, a new artist will unveil a new Lucy in Lucille Ball Memorial Park. Carolyn Palmer spent 9 months sculpting what she hopes is a playful and glamorous figure. To be fair, Poulin, the creator of Scary Lucy, did offer to perform a do-over for free. But everyone told him to take his ball and go home.
All right. Here are your choices. From Bobcat Goldthwait, the story of a man who only wanted to be buried in a Batman suit, was buried in the wrong one, but got a second chance when he was put in the right one. From Helen Hong, the story of a guy who screwed up so badly singing the Star-Spangled Banner at a Little League game that he went back to try it again and screwed up entirely differently. Or from Faith Saley, how a statue of Lucille Ball in her hometown was so awful and terrifying that it was replaced just a few years later this week by a better one. Which of these is a story of a second chance in the week's news?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I kind of have to go with the Batman. People are pretty crazy about the comic.
You're going to go with Batman. Bobcat's story of Batman. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to someone who knew something about it quite intimately.
The ugly Lucy put Celeron on the map, and the old Lucy is now only 75 feet away from mine.
That was Carolyn Palmer. She is from PalmerSculptures.com, and she is the creator of the new, less frightening Lucy sculpture in Celeron, New York. I'm so sorry. I'm happy for Lucy that she gets a better statue. I'm sorry for you that you didn't win our prize. I am happy, though, for Bobcat for winning a point by fooling you. You, sir, have the advantage of living in a beautiful place and doing a wonderful thing. So thank you so much for playing our game.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.